So take a moment to settle into your posture. And we're going to note. And you have a choice. If you want to just note, see out and watch the candle, you can do that. Or I'm going to guide along with see, hear, feel. Note everything. So allow your concentration to rest everywhere. Internal and external experience. And at some point your attention will be drawn to something. It might be drawn to the candle when it flickers. It might be drawn to an itch or a thought or an emotion. Whatever it's drawn to, throw all of your attention on that, just for a few seconds, and explore that experience. Decide if it's visual, auditory, or somatic experience, and give it a label of see, hear, or feel. And after a few seconds, release your attention and allow it to be drawn again. You can look around with your eyes open. You can have your eyes closed. Of course, you won't see out with your eyes closed, but you might have visual thought. That would be see. So one thing at a time, note for a few seconds, soak in to an experience, and then release and do it again, allowing everything else just to be in the background for now. One thing at a time, so you need to pay attention to. And every time you get distracted, as soon as you notice that, bring your attention back out of participating in memories or planning, out of spacing out, whatever it may be, come back and start again with momentary periods of concentration. The idea is not to never be distracted. The idea is, over time, to be able to notice distractions more quickly and bring your attention back and begin again. We're building concentration by continually bringing our attention back. We're also building sensory clarity by noticing details and soaking into them. And this is helpful when we need to be able to focus on an external situation or an internal emotional situation, to be able to see details and continue to focus on them. Concentration without sensory clarity is spacing out. Sensory clarity without concentration is just sort of freaking out. Monkey mind, jumping from here to there with no direction. So concentration and clarity together. And of course, equanimity. Allowing whatever you're noticing to be there, not fighting or grasping. Allowing other experiences to be in the background.